You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this Monday, the beginning of another week. We are here to pray. It's blessed Monday. Our prayer today is centered on enemies and consequences of not trusting in God. We are still in the season of trust in the Lord. From Psalm 37, verse 5, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So we ought to trust in the Lord as believers, and he will fulfill his purposes in our lives. But as I said earlier, our prayer today is centered on enemies and consequences of trusting in God. There are enemies that are planted or purposed to stop us from trusting in God. And why is it so? It's because of the consequences of us not trusting in God. Enemies come our way to stop us from trusting in the Lord so that we face the consequences. But we thank God for the provision of divine wisdom, and by the leading of the Holy Spirit, as we're going to pray, that any such plan will never materialize. Now, from Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, we read, cursed be the man that trusteth in man, and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. From this scripture, we learn that to trust a man is to live under a curse. But it's a blessing, or it's implied that it's a blessing to rather place our trust in God. To make flesh our arm and to cause our hearts to depart from the Lord, that means putting all our trust in man, that won't go well. And the Lord help us that we constantly place our trust in him. Failure to trust God leads to spiritual emptiness and missed victories. We have confidence of people that we tend to discuss matters with. If you are married, of course, you live with a spouse. If you have siblings, you live with siblings, classmates, colleagues. And of course, there are people that will get closer, like David had Jonathan as a friend, and they were closer than brothers. And so Jesus would move with his disciples. At a time, he would call his disciples his friends. So the relationship had grown beyond them being followers to a point where they were now friends. But you see, Jesus would say that he knew what was in man, so did not give himself to man. And even to call his disciples friends, it was based on a premise that they listen to what he says, and what he says would be what he hears from the Father. That would be the word of God. So you cannot just get up and take people or just take anyone as a friend, or you can't do that as a believer. There must be, according to Amos 3:3, there must be a point of agreement which must be the word of God. And based on that, before you can even get into friendship, So if there's any person that you, and even with that, the word of the Lord is telling us that still our trust should be in God. I trust in God that my brother or my sister will do me right. My trust should be in God, not in man. Otherwise, perhaps if the enemy affects or brings a problem, so let's look at this scenario. Had Adam's trust been in the Lord, when his wife came with this suggestion, Adam would have told his wife that, let us not do this. Let us rather, even if you, my wife, you've made the mistake, let us rather repent and ask for forgiveness, and perhaps God will forgive. Instead of him rather trusting what his wife said and following her and all of them, falling into a ditch. So you see, in scripture says that Adam disobeyed, but Eve was deceived. So Adam still had the chance, if he had kept his trust in God, he still had the chance to have corrected Eve, and man wouldn't have fallen. But all these things are for our learning, that our trust should remain in the Lord. Because you saw Job, he lost his family. I think it was only his wife that was left. He lost everything. He lost his servants. So if his trust was in the servants, his dependence on his daughters or his family, he lost all in one day. But because his trust was in the Lord, God brought him double. Our trust must remain in the Lord. Trusting the Lord that even those around us will do right with us. Our trust must remain in God. Today, our first scripture and other things reflecting on that, Jeremiah 17:5, we also see fear. Fear attacking us, pride setting in, worldly distractions, lately social media issues, being distracted and rather turning to the things we see on social media, using that as a yardstick to determine our joy. Our trust must be in the Lord and not trying to be like others. And doubt also undermining our walk with the Lord and ministry. The Lord help us to trust in Him alone, for him to be our first point of reference. So our first prayer today is from Isaiah 31 verse 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because they are many, and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Woe to such. We are praying, Father in heaven, deliver me from looking to worldly solutions for ministry problems. Deliver me from looking to worldly solutions for ministry problems. This is a good prayer point. Let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus.
Solutions from ministry problems in the name of Jesus. Mekaya de Koste and Kisumaya Tayama, Nebanen, Hasuba, Masatana, Nanara, Mashata,
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we are delivered from looking to worldly solutions for ministry problems. That our trust will be in you. Our trust will be in you. That you will be, Lord, the source of our solutions, Lord, even for every ministry challenge in the name of Jesus. That, Lord, the source of our trust, Lord, even you, oh Lord, our Father in heaven. In the name of Jesus, we pray our next prayer topic, Isaiah 28, verse 15 and verse 18. Verse 15 reads, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing cord shall pass through, it shall not come unto us, for we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. So you see here, people who have made a covenant with death and with hell, people who have machined things for themselves, which are against dependence on the Lord. Now, the verse 18, see what happens. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing skirt shall pass through, then ye shall be trodden down by it. This overflowing skirt, from time to time, we experience perilous times or difficulties which are beyond the doing of man. Sometimes we see economic hardship. Sometimes floods and all these things. When there are difficult moments for those who have covenanted with hell and death, that's those who have sought to find ways for themselves, some seeking idols and engaging in idol worship and all sorts of satanic rituals. Scripture is saying here that it cannot save you. It cannot save you. The only one who season through seasons can preserve man and take man through, even in the midst of challenges, his joy is made available. His peace is available for man. That only person is our Father in heaven, the God we serve. And so we are praying this prayer from Isaiah 28, 15 and 18, that Father in heaven, break every misplaced confidence and let my trust be firm in you. Break every misplaced confidence and let my trust be firm in you. Please, let's lift up our voices and begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Every misplaced confidence, break, Lord. Break every misplaced confidence, Lord, and let, Lord, our trust remain in you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Our last prayer is from Revelation 21, verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So there's a second death waiting for all unbelieving and abominable murderers, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, liars. There's a second death. Say, hell itself shall be thrown into this lake of fire. And so our trust must remain in the Lord and not in any scheme or any gimmicks. We are praying that Father in heaven, purify every root of doubt and unbelief from our heart in Jesus' name. Let's begin to pray in Jesus' name. every root of doubt and unbelief, every root of fear, in the name of Jesus, uproot every doubt. In the name of Jesus, every root of doubt and unbelief that leads to all these things that are spelled out in Revelation 21 verse 8. Deliver me from them, O Lord. Deliver me from them, O Lord. Lord, uproot every root of doubt and unbelief in the name of Jesus. Grant me the grace to trust in you in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. If you haven't given your life to Christ, you saw the scripture I just read in Revelation 21 verse 8. You don't want to partake of a second death. The first death is physical death. But for the believer, being absent from the body is being present to the Lord. For the believer, even when you die, Paul will say that to die is gain because you go to a better place. And all these are hinged on believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he truly is the resurrection and the life, the Son of God, who gave his life, dying on a rugged cross, being buried, and yet on the third day rising up again in victory, all for us, paying that dear sacrifice for us, that we don't have to suffer the consequences of sin and death any longer. Jesus has paid the price. And so all you have to do to have access to eternal life is to say this short prayer after me, believing in your heart. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Without you, Lord, I am nothing. Without you, I am condemned to death and to hell. But Lord, because of the sacrifice you made for me, today I can have eternal life. If I believe in you and I accept you into my heart. So, Lord, I do exactly that. And from this day and forever, be the Lord over my life. Make me, Lord, your servant, Lord. And fill me with your Holy Spirit, that by the leading of your Spirit, I can live a life that is pleasing unto you alone. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, have I prayed. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time in your presence. So as we worship him, we ask him that he's lifted up in our lives. In Jesus' name.
Be lifted up, oh Jesus. Be
just give your life to Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.